are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like David Cassidy is at it again, charged with drunk driving, another DUI. But, boy, I do not like his mugshot. It is kind of worrisome. Although, I do think he made Botox a little bit. I did expect David Cassidy to have many more wrinkles. He's about 63 years old, but another DUI for David Cassidy. I don't think he hurt anybody, thank God. Then it looks like MRIs are becoming more and more the test of choice for women if they want to decide if they're going to have a mastectomy. So we'll talk about if MRIs are going to be a very realistic choice or if with Obamacare, don't get your hopes up. The porn industry is on hold as one of the actors has tested positive for HIV. So any of you who were kind of in the vicinity doing some porn, you need to ask your, filmer, director, executive, your dolly grip. Ask your dolly grip if you should get tested. Then we have an Ohio man who died for 45 minutes, then comes back to life. He's going to, I wish I had him on the line, but we're going to hear what his experience is. Sad case, we got a little girl who apparently overdosed on morphine, and the parents are suing the pharmacy for what happened with that. If we have time, I want to talk about super agers, these elite group of seniors who are, blowing us out of the water when it comes to life expectancy. Maybe we could learn from them and what they do. Circumcision rate is on the decline, a 10% drop between 1979 and 2010. Some of you think it's because there's less Jews. I don't know if it's a Jewish thing, all right? But I think less people are getting circumcisions for a variety of reasons, and we'll talk about those. And also making headlines, Bradley Manning, who has just been sentenced to 35 years in prison for sending classified material to WikiLeaks, has revealed that he wants to become a woman. He wants to be named Chelsea, and he wants to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so going back to circumcision, because I know some of you are about to have a baby, and you're like, well, do I cut it off or do I not? Okay, you know, circumcision is just taking the foreskin off, okay? So for those people afraid to circumcise their kids, all right, it's very, very rare that it damages the penis. In fact, we think that circumcision can actually protect the penis because the foreskin has been known to hide certain diseases, HPV that could cause penile cancer, as well as other types of bacteria, etc., possibly HIV. And some of these kids, they get a phimosis where when they're older, the foreskin gets stuck, and then they can't retract it, and now it has to be a surgical issue where they have to go under general anesthesia for a circumcision. Not very fun. But circumcision has definitely fallen. Now, they say the national rate of newborn circumcision fell by 10% between 1979 and 2010. Dr. Dahlia, why are we talking about circumcision? It's a medical headline. What do you want me to do? Okay, don't worry. We'll talk about the WikiLeaks transgender case, but we're talking about circumcision now. All right. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics back in the 1970s said there was no medical indication for routine circumcision. Then they reversed their position in 89, suggesting that newborn circumcision had potential benefits. By 1999, they reversed course again, stating that, yeah, it may have medical benefits. There's not enough evidence to recommend against routine use of practice. Some of you have called into my show complaining that people are doing this and we need to protect the kids. Some of you say, you know what, let the kids get what they need to do. Then they don't really feel it anyway. Let me tell you what's going on. Technically, yes, you can experience pain, but there's something we really don't understand about the foreskin. Now, you know, me being a woman with my previous high school, college, and middle school days, you'd think I know everything there is to know about the penis, but I gotta admit, I really don't. All right, but what I have noticed is a very interesting phenomenon during religious brises. Okay? Now, I never performed a religious bris. I performed a circumcision in the office where you strap the baby to this cold plastic, tray. The baby's strapped in. Then you take some lidocaine and you do a penile block and make sure you don't use epinephrine because that'll cut blood supply to the little thing. But you do a lidocaine block. And then, but the baby's screaming the whole time. So you have no idea if the baby's still in pain or not because the baby's strapped to the plastic thing. Well, I'm Jewish. And in our religion, we do brises. And what blows my mind with brises is I've never heard a baby cry in pain during the bris. Now, how a bris works is the grandpa or a family member gets to hold the baby. Baby gets to sit there, maybe suck on a little Manischewitz wine or on his pacifier. It's a Mogen clamp, which it just really quickly slices the foreskin off. Pretty, like, lickety-split type of thing. And I don't hear the baby cry. Maybe it's because it happened so quick. My kids didn't cry. Any bris I've been to, the kid doesn't cry. Very first bris I went to, I really wanted to see. And I was in the back of the room. So before I could say my first excuse me to get up there and look, everybody was like, Mazel Tov! I'm like, it's done? And they're like, yeah, pass the knish. And I'm like, wait a second, this happened so fast. Be careful what you eat. There could be foreskin around here. So there's something to the bris that's been done for thousands upon thousands of years that doesn't seem to be as barbaric as what people are thinking is happening to their kids on an everyday basis when it comes to regular circumcision. I don't really like the way we do it in the medical setting, and that's why I don't perform circumcision. I've actually referred people to Moyles to get the circumcision done that way because the baby doesn't seem to cry. And they get to be in, grandpa or grandma's arms. It's nice. Now, for my dad held one of my kids and my kid peed on him. So before my dad could get mad, I'm like, no, it's good luck. It's good luck. When you get peed on during a circumcision, it's good luck. He's like, oh, okay, So, I wouldn't be afraid of circumcision, but I do understand that the way we have to do it under sterile aseptic technique and all, even though the Mogen clamp is sterile, but still, I understand the way we have to do it in a hospital setting and not the religious way has to take a long 10, 15-minute procedure. Mom is outside in the waiting room freaking out. It's tough for the family. But I am pro-circumcision because I think there are medical benefits to it. But I would recommend getting it done as early as possible. You really don't want to drag your 13-year-old kid in there or your 15-year-old kid that has a phimosis type of thing.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I'm a little nervous. My kids have their orientation, and I got to meet the teachers today. You know, I don't think I do well with teachers. I love teachers. I mean, in terms of my listener teachers, we get along great. But I don't think any of my kids' teachers ever really liked me. And I don't know if it's because I never have been a homeroom mom, or I don't join the PTA, or when we're supposed to bring baked goods, I just run to nearby Smith's Food or Albertsons and bring some cupcakes. Sometimes I give talks to the kids, and it'll be about boogers and farts and poop, and the kids like it, but the teacher's like, oh my. So I'm more nervous. The kids, piece of cake, like, oh, we're meeting the teachers. And I'm sitting here sweating. I got to meet the teachers. You know, because I got to be in good behavior. I'm not going to cuss. Okay? I'm going to make sure my teeth are clean. I mean, I'll be cordial, but it's the grammar. You know, so are you Stone and Brock's mom? Yes, I is. I mean, yeah, I am. I was. I am currently. Yes. Yes. Thank you for noticing. I is. I'm going to be so nervous. So so it's going to be a very, very interesting day meeting the teachers. Oh, I hope. Oh, I hope they like me. Because if they don't like the parents, you worry if they're not going to like you. I don't know what. You know what it is. I tell you what it is. Things changed when I went on air. About 4.5 years ago, I went on air, and even though I just wanted to talk about medical type stuff, Obama was just coming into power, and many of you were really, really concerned about the future of healthcare if he was going to pass the bill that he wanted to pass, you know, better known as Obamacare, and what I thought of it. You guys were testing me out, feeling me out, and I guess to many people's surprise, I ripped at a new one. And ever since then, I've kind of noticed a change with some of the teachers, like, oh, she's that right-wing nut. She's that. And I mean, I'm a doctor, and I see how, you know, Obamacare has a lot of faults, and I'm not going to, you know, mince words. I'm going to be upfront about it. I'm a straight shooter. So I think that could be a part of it. And it could also be my grammar. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mark from Sacramento goes, doctor, I was told to do my research before I undergo transgender transformation. Ooh, see, grammar mistake. I don't know much about, do you think that would be before I undergo trans, before I underwent transgender trans, am I wrong? I know it's undergo. I'm sorry, I don't mean to correct your emails. I'm trying to work on my grammar, like, before I have to leave in an hour. Because once I start, I can't stop, and there is no way to tell how you will look. Is this true, and what happens permanently, and what is reversible? So undergoing transgender transformation is not something I'm an expert in. Well, doctor, tell us what you are an expert in. I'm an expert in some stuff, okay? I just haven't discovered that yet. But this is a definitely hot topic today as we get word that Bradley Manning says he wants to live as a woman. Now, Bradley Manning, okay, has just been sentenced to 35 years in prison for sending classified materials to WikiLeaks. He has reported today that he wants to live as a woman named Chelsea and wants to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. I guess he announced the decision in a written statement provided to NBC's Today Show. Why doesn't anybody release information on the Dr. Dahlia Show? Sometimes my show airs before the Today Show. I mean, I could do breaking news on my show. He goes, as I transition into the next phase of my life, I want everyone to know the real me. I am Chelsea Manning. I am a female. Given the way that I feel and have felt since childhood, I want to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. See, I don't know if I would name myself Chelsea. You know, because when people hear Chelsea, they think Chelsea Clinton. If I was undergoing transgender, turning into a man, I would probably use, like, Vigo, Brad. No, not Tupac. Eddie. You know, I would probably pick a character that a lot of people like. Yeah. Eddie Murphy, Eddie Van Halen. I mean, if I was going to pick, you want to pick a name that inspires some happiness to it. I don't know. You know what, Chelsea, I don't think we need to really panic about her. I mean, if she does run for president, it won't be for a very long time. Her mom wants to run first. So I don't know if I would pick Chelsea, but if I was going to transgender to a man, you know what? It'd be Strider from Lord of the Rings. I would just use Strider. Why use Vigo? I would just do Strider. That'd be pretty cool. Strider Wax. This is the Dr. Strider Show. That'd be cool. I mean, my voice is already low. Okay, so anyway, Manning's defense attorney David Combs told today in an interview that he is hoping officials at the military prison will accommodate Manning's request for hormone change. Didn't we cover a story where one of the hospitals back east or one of the jails had to pay for the transgender? So the person wanted to be in jail because they could get their transgender surgery for free? Is that what's going on here, or is it not? Are you not able to get transgenders? I thought you could get transgender surgery in jail. They have to do it. And then they have to protect you so you don't get beat up by anybody while you're going through it. That's interesting. I guess Manning's struggle with gender identity disorder had been a key to his defense. I haven't been watching the Manning trial. I guess after the George Zimmerman trial, I was so sick of trials on TV, I didn't really watch this one. Attorneys have presented evidence of Manning's struggle with gender identity, including a photo of the soldier in a blonde wig and lipstick sent to a therapist. Okay, now I got to tell you something, all right? You know, there's a lot of you guys out there. I know you've put on lipstick. And it's not a gender identity thing. It's just, you know, some of these lipstick and lip glosses are tasty, you know, like cherries and stuff. And it feels good on the lips. And you guys like the lipstick that you get from your woman kissing you. So just because you guys wear lipstick, okay, you could be a transvestite, but it doesn't mean you're a transgender. You guys know the difference. Transvestite, you're straight. You just like wearing women's stuff. or girls like wearing man stuff. That's a transvestite. Transgender is somebody who wants to be the other sex, opposite sex. Okay, now, they say the sentence was the stiffest punishment ever handed in the U.S. for leaking information to the media. With good behavior and credit for the more than 3 years he has been held, he could be out in as little, or she could be out in as little as 7 years. Okay? No, I don't really think this is a publicity thing. I think he wants to do transgender. I believe you, I mean, what a great time to do it while you're in jail. It burns up jail time. You're going through your treatments. If it gets paid for by the state, makes sense. I mean, if I ever had to go to jail, God forbid, I might as well get my, my breast reduction, my liposuction. I mean, I might as well get stuff done because you really can't work a lot of times when you're going through your treatment. So going back to Mark's question, and by the way, if any of you underwent transgender therapy and hormone therapy, would love to hear from you out there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Was it really difficult to do? Were you able to work while doing it? Were there some parts of your transgender therapy that, made you feel, you know, for example, the estrogen surge, the headaches, etc.? I'd love to hear from somebody with experience with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254. So Mark wants to know what's temporary and what's permanent. Well, in a male, what they're going to want to do is decrease the testosterone using anti-androgen, something like that, and up the estrogen. Okay? They may also use progesterone. There's a whole variety of different things they could do, whether it's injectable or spray or gel or sublingual, etc. So while they're undergoing hormone treatment, they will probably be on a spironolactone to kind of cut the testosterone. Some of you women are like, wait a second. I was on testosterone. If you guys were on testosterone, it was probably because you were starting to have abnormal periods, acne, maybe some hair in places. And so your doctor wanted to cut back on your testosterone production. And even though spironolactone is a diuretic, it kind of, you know, spares potassium and it helps you lose extra fluid or whatever, we use it to kind of, you know, block testosterone a little bit and lower them. Although there are other more direct testosterone lowering agents, okay? And then, you know, what'll start to happen for a man turning transgender is you will grow breasts. I'm sorry. See, I'm lisping. I gotta tell you, I'm really nervous about meeting the teachers. Breasts. I'll make sure when I talk to them about breasts, I don't lisp. Don't want to mess up talking about breasts in front of the teacher. Anyway, you will also have enlargement of the nipples. But what's fascinating about HRT is it'll redistribute the body fat to where women have it. Now, I can't understand for the life of me why any of you men would want to have the fat distribution of a woman, because you're going to get back fat, the hips, etc., but it makes it kind of curvy. I get it. Your skin may kind of thin, but, you know, those, once the hormones, I mean, you got to kind of keep it up. Now, what would be irreversible? Well, you could go sterile with all this, okay? I mean, going through transgender, there's a very good chance of you being sterile, even though there was that case of that man becoming pregnant. But we'll talk a little bit more about the reversible and irreversible. And anybody that underwent transgender therapy, would love to hear from you if you're out there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I know some of you saw me on Pawn Stars last night. That wasn't one of the newer shows. That was one of the older ones. I didn't see it. It might have been the tonsillectomy tool. I'm not sure. But thank you guys for watching. Pawn Stars is one of my favorite shows. That and Duck Dynasty. So, you know, keep watching those. I love them. Then we got something in common. We got something we could talk about, right? Because it looks like not a lot of people want to talk about transgender transformation. But cool stuff. Glad you saw me. All right. So the effects of this hormone replacement therapy as you're trying to transgender somebody from male to female. Okay? Obviously, if you're a male and we are putting you on anti-androgens to stop the testosterone, upping your estrogen, you're going to have problems being sterile. Okay? The breast development, okay, may not be reversible. So Mark was asking, you know, what if he doesn't like the way he looks? What if things are starting to change? Well, we'll talk about what type of changes you're going to have if you from male go to female. Okay, so you will start to develop breasts, but you may not like the way they look. Okay, or you may be like, now this isn't what I want. So, you know, you could get implants, but let's say you want to go back to the way you were, maybe just use a padded bra or something like that. You may have to have surgery to take out the breast development. One of you over the break wanted me to talk about cancer. What type of cancer are you at risk for if you go through transgender? I mean, here's the thing. We wouldn't tell you to go on the estrogen if you were more prone to breast cancer or more prone to clots, because again, you are getting big doses of hormones. So contraindications to any transgender surgery would be an estrogen sensitive cancer like breast cancer, even men that could get breast cancer. If you have a history of blood clots, if you have a history of liver disease, kidney disease, heart disease, even gallbladder disease, you know, you can have medical side effects from this because, again, you are taking hormones. I don't know if we've studied what type of cancers are more prevalent in a transgender population, male or female, but it's a good question. It's something you think about. Okay, so let's say you change your mind. Let's say you went through the therapy, okay? What kind of things could then be reversible? Well, let's say you lose your sex drive because you lose your testosterone, you have the estrogen. Now you know what us women feel like. That could hopefully reverse. Okay? The distribution of body fat that I told you about, where you would start to get the body fat more towards, you know, around the hips and, you know, around the abdomen area, etc., that would most likely, if the hormones stopped, go back. Okay? Wikipedia also talks about your muscle development may reverse if you get your muscles back, like your body hair. When your body hair lightens or thins, shall we say, with the hormone therapy, stopping the hormone therapy, if your testes are back to work again, boom, you could probably get your hair back. Now, some of you women wanting to turn to male, you want your bone structure to change, you want to get hair on your face. That usually won't happen. Your bones are already set by puberty. Your hair follicles in your face will be set by puberty. So, but if you're a male wanting to go female, the hair will lighten, but you may need to do some electrolysis. You may need to do waxing, plucking, things like that, okay? If your gonads shrunk, if your testicles shrunk, then you would probably need to increase, if the hormone stopped, then the testicles could increase. And I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, why don't you give me the hormone that you're stopping? That'll then hopefully increase. No, you can't do that, okay? Can't make your testicles bigger. No. All right. So for those of you that are like, well, look, you know, I want different hands. I want hands like a woman. I want feet like a woman. I mean, if you are a size 13 male foot, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the changes your body will make with transgender. Your feet are going to still be the same size. It's not going to change that. It's not going to change your rib cage, your shoulders, etc. Okay. Now, there is one change. They always say you can't change your bones with transgender. One thing that could happen is you could possibly decrease some osteoporosis and maybe not lose your height as quickly. That's one argument out there, but not much. But I mean, you won't change your, I mean, if you got a male's hips, you're going to have a male's hips. Okay? And then, again, like I said, we got to really, really be careful and watch the thromboembolic aspects of the estrogen giving you clots, all right? But the skin definitely changes, thins, looks more youthful. It's amazing what hormones do. You know, a lot of women want to take hormones as they go through menopause because it makes them look younger. It really does. It keeps them looking youthful. It's just some of us can't take it if we are more prone to estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. Okay, so you guys happy about that? Okay, do I have to go into the breasts and the nipples? No, we're good. We're good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody not so good as David Cassidy, charged with a felony DWI at 2 a.m. in Shodak, New York. According to the Troy Record, I believe from Troy, New York, the 63-year-old Emmy nominee and his fiance were stopped after taking the wrong exit off the I-90. Former Partridge Family star was obviously intoxicated with a 0.1% blood alcohol. Whatever happened, you know, I don't get it. I mean, David Cassidy was supposed to be a Fox Everybody thought he was hot. He got to sing real cool Partridge Family songs with my buddy Danny Bonaduce. I mean, you know, you would think he had it all. Oh, he was on Celebrity Apprentice. I need to see that one. I was a fan of David Cassidy, but, you know, I guess once you get to the point where you really can't get another part, I guess you turn to drinking. That's a tough one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, he sings. David Cassidy always sang, though. That's why he was a part of the Partridge Family. All right, porn has come to a screeching halt in Los Angeles. The Free Speech Coalition, which is a Canoga Park-based trade group for the adult film industry, called for the moratorium after consulting with Adult Protection Health and Safety Services, a group of medical providers that test performers. Now, stopping production is not mandatory, but usually the bigger players in the porn industry generally work with the coalition. You know, it's kind of, I wonder if you have a union. Are porn stars unionized? I bet it's very easy to unionize porn stars. And you know, they definitely want their breaks. I mean, you could only be filming sex for so long. You need your breaks. I'm sure lunch hour. I mean, you need to eat. That's why porn stars keep themselves fit. You know, some of you truckers out there, like Dr. Dolly, I picked a job where it's making me obese. Yeah, I'm not telling you to go and do porn, but you see the difference. Somebody doing porn all day long, 12-hour days, they are burning up some calories. I'm not saying that's good. Okay, but anyway, a statement issued Wednesday, the group explained they're working with the doctor to contact and treat performers for any possible exposure involving the primary patient. I guess it's an unidentified actor who tested positive is receiving further testing. Usually when you test positive for HIV, we confirm with a Western blot. But the funny thing is usually I don't get labs saying HIV positive, now we're doing confirmatory Western blot. Nowadays, they give it to you at the same time. I mean, these tests immediately go to Western blot. They don't mess around. Now, I guess the porn industry is trying to stop Measure B, which is called condoms in porn law, when a federal judge rejected the claim that the mandate was unconstitutional. Now, I mean, I've read the Constitution. I don't know where it talks about condoms and forcing somebody to wear a condom being unconstitutional. But if porn is a legitimate industry, then, you know, a legal, legitimate industry, then there are certain safety issues. I would say that falls under OSHA, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm not allowed to kiss my patients because I could transfer saliva. So in the porn industry, you're not allowed to transfer bodily fluids. Why not? I think it's OSHA. That makes sense to me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. If you do go to my website at drdahlia.com, don't forget to sign into the guest book. I would love to know where you're listening, who you are, and why you even listen. I got to prove to my bosses there's a reason. Looks like Italy is trying to raise the cruise ship Costa Concordia that had sunk back in 2012. I guess they have welders and scuba divers and people working on it, but the ship is just still sitting there up against the underwater hill and just stuck. So they think what they're going to be able to do is pull it, buttress it, and then lift. It's a phenomenal engineering task. It's a shame. It's very, very tragic because you know there's still bodies in there. So they're planning on lifting it. They think they could do it, but they only got one shot at doing it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not really following the whole Sydney Leathers and Anthony Weiner thing. From what I understand, she and he never had sex, but I guess he sexted her. And she became an overnight sensation now in the tabloids, such that she is releasing today an X-rated movie called Wiener and Me. And I guess she also recorded a single, Wienerizer. Oh, womanizer, Wienerizer, Wienerizer. Okay, I get it, I get it. And so I guess she just wants to make Anthony Wiener miserable. This porn flick that she is releasing doesn't actually have Anthony Wiener, but somebody that is dressed up like him with a shirt and tie. And I guess she actually, it's supposed to be a full-on porn. So for those of you that I guess are thinking about running for office and you screw up and sext somebody who thinks they can make some money off of it, don't be surprised if you have a porn movie with somebody acting as you. Okay? See, I don't think anybody would act as me as a porn movie because, I mean, no, who's going to want to see it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say swarms of stray dogs are being found in Detroit as people are leaving Detroit. They've been leaving for years, but especially so with the bankruptcy. They say the number of strays is rising as Detroit's human population is dwindling. I guess Detroit is now down to about, what, maybe 700,000 when they used to be at 1 million in the year 2000. They say 50,000 strays are estimated to be roaming the city streets and taking shelter inside buildings. That is really, really sad. That's got to be so tough. You know, I was worried about what was happening around Vegas years ago when the recession started. And you heard that people would just drop their dogs, outside on the street, etc. And I was talking to the vet and I go, you know, do you guys need to like put signs up saying, look, drop your pet here? You know, I mean, if you, you know, don't throw your pet out on the street, just bring your pet here, because at least the vet could feed them overnight and then send them to, you know, a facility that can maybe house the animals or something. I don't want to say pound because I don't want the animals euthanized by any means. Honestly, I see the money that people donate to politicians. Why can't some of these big donors say, look, I'm not going to give Obama or Romney money, but what I'm going to do is I am going to donate for a dog hostel or a pet hostel, so during this recession, nobody needs to throw their animal out on the street. Like that Craigslist post the other day of a woman saying, if somebody doesn't pick up my dog, I'm shooting the dog. I mean, that's ridiculous. So there should be a, I don't see how it could be any more expensive than the millions of dollars people give during election time. You know, everybody's like, well, Dr. Dye, it's a recession, so don't expect charity dollars to go up. I'm not expecting charity dollars to go up. But maybe what we need to do is, if people are shelling out all these bucks during the election campaign, why don't they do something that I think is worth a little more? I mean, that can help. I mean, obviously, you know, whatever the Republicans tried to do in this last election, it didn't help. All that money could have gone to charity, and I think we all would have been better for it. So just a thought, you know. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I guess UPS has been in the news because UPS spokesman Andy McGowan said that they are going to remove 15,000 spouses from the insurance benefits because of the cost of Affordable Healthcare Act. UPS has informed its employees that it's dropping thousands of working spouses from its medical insurance plans. They think that will allow UPS to save $60 million a year. From what we understand, the Affordable Healthcare Act should allow spouses to get insurance elsewhere, just they don't have to pay for it. Now, I thought under the Affordable Healthcare Act, you had to pay for spouse and children up to 65%. That's what I thought, all right, unless, again, they could do it by choice and just tell everybody to go and get Obamacare health insurance through the exchanges. But according to UPS, They said in a memo that increasing medical costs and the new healthcare laws were to blame for the decision. Rising expenses combined with the costs associated with the Affordable Healthcare Act have made it increasingly difficult to continue providing the same level of healthcare benefits to our employees at an affordable cost. All right. And again, they cited Obamacare again and again for the move, saying that the Affordable Healthcare Act research fee for each member starting at $1, rising to $2, and the $63 charge to set up new online marketplaces for health insurance. It's ridiculous. Now, of course, Obamacare had touted that 35 million people are going to get insurance all of a sudden because their employers will pay for it. This is just another piece of proof that employers are saying hell to the no. So they're saying hell to the no, and people are out of insurance. It's some scary stuff. This is also scary. A family is suing a pharmacy, Cullen Care Pharmacy, because they gave six-year-old Jadalyn Williams 10 times more the morphine that she was supposed to get. Apparently, she suffers from sickle cell anemia. The doctor prescribed her a 15-milligram dose, but they said the pharmacy filled a prescription that was 10 times that amount. They gave her the medicine for pain. She unfortunately overdoses on the morphine, stops her breathing, and she dies. This is some scary stuff. My recommendation to you all is don't be lazy. If the doctor gives you a prescription, look it up or ask them to re-clarify. When the pharmacy gives you a prescription, look it up, look at it. It blows my mind that we just blindly trust things that we're putting into our kids' bodies or our own bodies. Now, pharmacies usually don't do something that's stupid. They don't. But it just shows you need to double check. This is some scary, scary stuff. All right. Now, a man has died and come back. Ohio man Tony Yale, 38 years old, was pronounced dead when his heart stopped. But 45 minutes later, they say a rhythm came back. Apparently, he's a mechanic with no prior issues, was asleep at home when his wife noticed he sounded like he was breathing funny. So they rushed him to the hospital. Again, only 37 years old at the time, guys. 37. Heart just stops. Heart just stops beating. When it starts to come back, he had an irregular heartbeat. And then, wow, kid got to watch his dad grow up or wake up. Blows your mind. We aren't really getting any story of what it looked like. He says, I have no memory of anything. I went to bed, woke up 5 days later in the hospital. Nobody has any explanation for it. So we don't have any, you know, after-death experiences going, you know, oh, I saw, you know, the light and all that. I wish. I think that stuff is cool. But for those of you waiting to see a doctor when you turn 65, don't do it. Get yourself checked early. By the way, breaking news, San Diego mayor is going to resign. Breaking news. All right, guys, keep listening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.